Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Patrick, you need to put down that book. We have to record today's show.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I was just reading here about different kinds of hearing in animals.
Oh, really? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I learned that it's not good to play loud music around pets. It can damage their hearing.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I wish I knew that earlier. I used to play the Funhouse album to lull our chihuahua to sleep.
Okay, we took a little break for Thanksgiving. Today is the day after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a nice time with, you know, whatever family you could gather with. Yeah. And, you know,
maybe it was a Zoom. People might have done a Zoom Thanksgiving. Yeah,
I'm sure there's a lot of that happening.
Yep.
And, you know, look ahead to better days in 2021, I think.
A little light out there somewhere around the corner, I think. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yeah. From you had a good day.
Your friends. On the podcast. All right. This podcast is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are not taking the day after Thanksgiving off. We are here to entertain the peoples, because by this point, you've probably had enough of whatever family you've been able to gather with. And now you want to hang out with us a little bit, right?
That's right. So
we thought this would be a good time to complete the October Listener New Music Series.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do two calls today. All right?
Standing.
All right. We start here with Walt Falconer.
Okay.
In a visit to the Falcon's Nest. And he, you might recall last month, he supplied us with his own theme music.
He
so
did.
Let's hear that now.
All right.
Fantastic. It's fantastic. Anyone wants to do that, supply your own theme.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like walk-up music. You can do that.
That's right.
Or if you want to write a theme for somebody else.
You can jingle someone.
Yeah, exactly. Do that too. So however you'd like to play this game, we'll let you do it.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. This is Walt Falconer calling you from the Falcon's Nest, and I'm calling you for our picks for the month of October. One of our peacock buddies strutted into the Falcon's Nest this month. Man, those peacocks are obnoxious. I don't know if you've spent any time with peacocks, but they come in. They got to walk in the door sideways, by the way, so that's pretty lame in itself. But they walk in like they're hot stuff. And my buddy Pierre, he only shows up on ladies' night, wears his little Le Beau beret, skinny mustache, flashing his tail feathers. That looks like a lava lamp exploded out of his rear end. Really, he's kind of the Cliff Clavin of the Falcon's Nest. He's kind of an obnoxious dude, but we like him anyway. And since he decided to come all the way to give us his picks, he's got to walk on those little spindly legs of his. I decided that I would let him do one of the picks for the month of October. So Pierre's pick for October is a band called Great Peacock, naturally. And the album is called Forever Worse Better. This is it's a really good band. Don't tell Pierre I said this, but it's a good band that kind of sounds like Tom Petty mixed in with a little George Jones, even a little early Sun Records era Roy Orbison thrown in. Really good. And these guys are out of Nashville, and they really cut their teeth on touring, probably play 2 to 250 dates a year back when you could do that pre-COVID. It's a good upbeat record, and the song to pick out here is called Dissatisfaction, and it's a great listen if you're sitting in your backyard or in your Falcon's Nest or Greg in his tiki bar with maybe three fingers or more Bob Dylan whiskey. So it would be a really good listen for that. So anyway, that's the first one out. Next one up is Songhoi Blues. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the band name right. The album is Optimisme. And these guys are a desert blues band, literally from Timbuktu. And three records in, these guys are rocking it a little bit more than they have in the past. Now, I'm not claiming to be a expert on Mali music, but I really like this. I mean, I don't know if you'd compare them to Santana, but it's got kind of that energy where everybody's playing together, everybody's having a great time, and the singer, whatever song he's singing, it sounds like it's going to be the last song he's ever going to sing. They're so the energy is so high on it in just about every song. This particular song, Barre, is a song, Barre meaning change in their native language. And it was written to inspire the youth of their country to get involved in order to make changes in a corrupt political system. I can only imagine how bad it is out there where this band is from, which makes it even more amazing that they can somehow figure out how to form a band and play this great music in what has to be tough conditions. Next song up is Starbenders, and the song is Can't Cheat Time. I say it's a song because an album came out called Love Potions early in the year, so I'm kind of bending the Rock in the Suburbs rules a little bit, I think, here by choosing a single that came out in October when the album actually came out early in the year, but I think just giving this a listen, you'll give me a pass on this one. These guys, they're out of Atlanta, and they mix glam, punk, bunch of swagger, and the best way to think about it is think of Joan Jett along with Susie Sue from the Banshees fronting one of those early albums by Electric Light Orchestra. I mean, the production value on this thing's great, and these girls just sing their ears off, and it's a great song. Next one up is it's actually an EP by the Screaming Jets, but what I want to point out here is the song Helping Hand. Can't remember which one of you guys were talking about just a song that really catches your ear and a song that just seems to be perfect for the times that we're living in. And this song Helping Hand by the Screaming Jets is one of those songs. And the lyrics go the beginning of the lyrics go, sometimes things get a little hazy, sometimes I think I'm just a little crazy, I don't even know my own name, soon all of me will go up in flames, wearing scars on my arms and in my eyes. Are you friends or enemies in disguise? First time I listened to the song, I had to stop it, re-listen to it, and then re-listen to it about two or three more times. And it really kind of speaks to kind of where we are in a lot of ways with everything that's going on and kind of the troubling times. And it kind of settled me down, you know, hearing this song and really thinking about it. So again, the name of the group is the Screaming Jets, and the song is Helping Hand, so it's a really great song. Next one up is Bootsy Collins. Now, I saw them, I believe, on one of the write-ups that you guys had on your newsletter, but that album that they came up with is great, and I'm telling you, Bootsy's still got it. That mothership has landed, I'm telling you, on this album. The entire album is great. He's in great voice. And the guest stars on this album are really terrific. And the song that I want to point out here is the Sly and the Family Stone classic, I Want You to Stay. And Bootsy, obviously, is a major part of this. But also Larry Graham, part of the old band, is playing on this thing. And then Branford Marcellus is on saxophone on the song. Great song. I just dare anybody to listen to that song and be in a bad mood. So it's a really great song, and it's a time warp kind of song that definitely be the cure for whatever ails you. So anyway, that's what I would go with for the cover song, Bootsy Collins, You Want Me to Stay. That's it from the Falcon's Nest. Appreciate playing the theme song last month, and want to give a shout out to intern Sam. Want to give a shout out to intern Mary. Want to give a shout out to Greg. Also want to give a shout out to intern Matt. I think he may be actually the the straw that stirs the drink in your shop. So I want to give a shout out to him. And as always, you guys are doing just a terrific job every day on your podcast. And everybody should listen to you every day, regardless of what other podcast might be out there. Rock'em Suburbs is the one you should be listening to. So that's all I got for this month, and we'll talk to you guys next month. Ciao.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Amazing stuff. I love trying to pick out those songs he's got in the background because they always are related to this theme, which is very clever. And I appreciate this, Jim, because it answers. I've always wondered, do peacocks have ears? And now I know they actually listen to music. So that's very helpful.
There you go. That's great. I also just think real quickly, it's interesting how over time people have come to realize that soft-spoken intern Matt wields the true power in this operation, right?
Answering the mail, answering the correspondence.
He's the gatekeeper, right, to getting on the show. And it took a while for people to learn this, but now that they have.
It's true. I mean, it's like David Geffen starting in the mailroom. Who knows where he could go there.
Of course. Yep. All right, let's get to, you mentioned the Peacock.
Yep.
So this first band Walt gave us is called Great Peacock, and the song is Dissatisfaction.
I remember when I got a reaction, something better than dissatisfaction. Oh, oh. I used to pour my blood into a cup. You used to love to try to lap it up. Oh, oh. Please tell me why. I try to give my love to you. I can't hide my mind. What I want, it was the truth. Oh, was I born to lose? Now I'm losing.
All right, that's it just sounds like just something like good, kind of like Southern rock.
Yeah, right? It was cool. You know? Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, kind of reminded me. Was this a group that Walt was saying did a lot of touring and played a lot of shows, like made their reputation playing live? I think so. And
yeah,
man, you can hear it. It, you know, it sounds like a band and a guy that's, you know, played in a million bars and, you know, in all kinds of situations, played for three people, including the waitresses, you know, those kind of nights. So, yeah, very, very deep and kind of soulful, world-weary kind of song there. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, very nice.
All right. Next up was Starbenders.
Mm-hmm.
Can't Cheat Time.
True. You're not.
Starbenders, they apparently are out of Atlanta.
Really? Nice. I like that chorus a lot.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. And it kind of reminds me, I hear some Cheap Trick in there, and I think if you took sort of like 70s glam kind of rock and you like ran it through like Phil Spector production, it's kind of like what you get there, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I think Walt may have mentioned early ELO. You could hear a little bit of that too. Cool with the strings in
for
there.
Sure. I love those very, string very arrangements. Cool. They weren't overdone. Yeah, they were really, really right on, you know.
Yeah, it's truly making an accent instead of kind of overloading. Very nice.
Yeah. I enjoyed that. Okay.
That was cool.
Need to learn more about Starbenders. All right. Mm-hmm. Now we have the Screaming Jets. This song is Helping Hands. This is one he said that can, you know, sort of help you get through these times.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things get a little hazy. Sometimes I think I'm just a little crazy. Well, I don't even know my own name. Soon all of me will go on up in flames. Oh yeah. Sky. So hard when everything just runs against me. Jealous words may turn into a love-hate frenzy. Won't someone please understand? Won't someone lend me a helping hand?
All right, nice song.
Very nice, yeah. I like that kind of casual jazzy underbeat there, you know, and some different stuff kind of going on top of it, kind of crackly guitar and stuff like that. That was interesting.
Yeah. Enjoyed that. Okay.
Like it.
And then I should mention here, we skipped over the Song High Blues song because you had made that same pick.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't know that. You didn't know that. So,
but
he had some really nice things to say about that band. And I thought offered some good information too. And definitely a band people should check out.
Yeah, love it that the name is getting around and people starting to get into them. They deserve it.
Yep. Okay, last up from Walton is Bootsy Collins.
Nice.
Yes.
Bootsy.
All right. Bootsy Collins.
Sweet.
This album is, I've listened to it. It's good record. It's got a lot of guest stars on it.
Nice.
The album is called The Power of the One. Mm-hmm. And I think, as Walt said, Bootsy's still got it, man. He can still bring the funk and undeniably one of the great bass players of all time.
Oh, without a doubt, man. Bootsy's Rubber Band. I think he's going to be playing until he's about 100.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. Then they'll all get in the mothership and take off.
Yeah.
That'll be it. Yeah.
That's right.
Just like at the end of Repo Man when they just kind of float up into the sky.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be.
So cool. All right. Thanks again, Walt, for your contribution, as always. Next up, we're going to do one more call, and that'll complete the series for this month.
Fabulous.
We have Vasant.
Oh, great.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, and Subpod people. This is Vasant Ramamurthy calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with October new music picks. The first one is by a band called Death Valley Girls, and the album is called Under the Spell of Joy. This one's a mix of garage rock, girl group, noisy psychedelia. There's a children's choir on there, the saxophone's on there. So it's really a kind of a trip, but poppy, melodic, but also noisy, kind of like Stooges, Funhouse, Spaceman 3, garage rock, stuff like that. So if you're into any of that, it's a good album to check out. The track I'd recommend is called The Universe, off of that one. The second is Kevin Morby's album, Sundowner. I had actually never heard any of Kevin Morby's full albums before. I know Patrick has played a song or two on the podcast before, but I really enjoy this album. It's a really pretty fall autumnal record. Waxahachie shows up on a couple songs, and they really sound good together. So from this one, my favorite was the title track, Sundowner. The last track I wanted to recommend for October is a cover. It's by an artist named Squirrel Flower. She records under that name, and she's covering Liz Phair's Explain It To Me. Squirrel Flower is a young artist. She put out her debut album earlier this year, which I really enjoyed, called I Was Born Swimming. And it's a really nice cover of the Liz Phair track from Exile in Guyville. She kind of has the double track vocals on it, and it's just a nice take on that one. There's a lot of young artists I've noticed nowadays that are kind of generation influenced by Liz Phair. People like Squirrel Flower, Soccer Mommy, Snail Mail, and like all the women in Boy Genius, for example. So it's really great to see them, you know, showing their influence of Liz Phair on their music. So that's my pick for the cover. So hope you guys like it. Take care.
All right. Thanks to Vasant.
Great stuff from Vasant. Somebody better jingle him so he has to keep coming back.
All right. Let's get right here into the music. Death Valley Girls. I'm familiar with them. I've listened to their stuff.
Oh, cool.
This song is called The Universe. Death Valley Girls, there is a lot going on in their music.
Yeah.
It's really dense.
Yep.
And I find it to be really appealing sound. I've listened to the last couple of records and I really enjoy them. So, you know, check them out when you get a chance.
Yeah, cool. And my ears always perk up when someone mentions Spaceman 3.
There you go.
So I need to get more into this for sure.
Yeah, it's a good band.
Cool.
Okay, Kevin Morby. Of course, you know Kevin Morby.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
And this is the song Sundowner.
Hey man, where'd you get your tan? Oh, I'd like to have that sun in me. See, I like the sun, but I start to run. Oh, the moment that the sun runs from me, I am a sundowner. So live and leave. I am a sundowner. Don't let the sun go down on me. Hey Ma, where do you find power? Oh, I'd like to have some company. See, I like a crowd, but I don't know how to keep warm surrounding me.
All right.
Nice.
Have you listened to his new stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I was a little bit late to this one, but I finally got around to it. And, you know, he has been, as Bassan said, he's been doing a lot of stuff with Katie Crutchfield from Waxahachie during the pandemic. They've been doing a lot of live streaming stuff on Instagram and other places, and always really cool. And I don't know, man, I think, you know, you could put Kevin in a room with like a rubber band and he would somehow find a way to make a great album out of it. You know, he's just got that thing about him where he's able to pour his soul out. But that's one where, I don't know, we listened to it for a minute and a half, something like that, and you're like, wow, that was like 10 seconds, because he unfurls this beautiful kind of groove that's really cool. Yeah.
He does. I love him. Much with a very sort of minimalist sort of style. Yep. I just love it. Yeah.
Me too.
It's the opposite of Death Valley Girls. It's very sparse. It's not dense or anything, but it's still like, just like fills your head. It fills the room. You know what I mean?
Very rich.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah. It was a big thrill back on the old show to be able to talk to Kevin one time. That was great too. So a really cool guy, and yeah, great shout by Bassan.
Excellent. Okay. Now this is a cover. This artist is Squirrel Flower.
Okay.
And it's a cover of Liz Phair's Explain It To Me.
Head underwater keeps getting harder. Give 'em your medicine, pain injection. Tell 'em to jump.
That is something
beautiful.
Yes, excellent job with that. I really could not agree more with Vassant's description of Liz Phair's influence. I think it is huge. I think when you look at the indie rock scene today and see particularly really talented women making some really inspired music, I think you can trace a lot of that back to Liz Phair's work in the 90s.
Absolutely.
And what she was doing was groundbreaking at that time.
Yeah. Totally, and great insight by Bassan. And man, you could do a whole book just on Exile and Guyville's influence, probably, and you know, take it pretty deep. So that's really a good observation.
I actually was just coincidentally listening to that album for the first time in a while. I don't know, a day or two ago.
Oh, nice!
And was just struck by how great it is. I mean, really,
so good.
It's like, it's real thrill. If you haven't heard it in a long time, it's a real thrill to sort of discover it again.
Yeah.
And from today's perspective, because you really will realize just what a sort of an amazing piece of work that was, and for that time.
Yes, even more so. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, really amazing. And I don't know, Jim. I'm just going to say this whole, you know, listener new music week once again proves the old maxim: the listeners are smarter than we are.
Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. You don't need us to tell you that.
No.
Let's mention that we'll do this again for November.
Yes.
November new music. So as this month winds down, get your calls in. There's really two ways to do this. We need to hear your voice. One is to call and tell us about new music that was released in the month of November that you enjoyed. Yep. Call 612-440-1984.
Yep,
and leave a message there. Or record like a voice memo, that kind of thing, a little audio file, and email it to us. And that email address is rock@suburbspod.com. So there you go. So somewhere around, you know, the second week of December, probably ideally is when we'll start airing those episodes. So try to get them in, if not by the end of November, then like really early in December. All right?
Totally. Yep. Get to work. The clock is ticking.
All right. Now, one last thing I want to do today. This is Friday. This is the holiday week. I have not spoken to this yet, but let's close out with this today. 2 weeks ago, something like that, I took some time off. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a unexpected thing that happened. I needed to deal with some family matters. And first of all, I appreciate everybody who filled in and helped you out, Patrick, to keep the show going that week.
Totally.
But what ended up happening is that my father passed. And so that's why I was gone for a little while. And I think I just want to play a little song here that we'll play out with to address that. All right.
Yeah.
So my dad was never really into music. Mm. You know, he had a few albums that I remember, like as a kid, we had like one of those big like console stereos. It was like a piece of furniture,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And like half of it had like the turntable and the radio like built in.
Yeah.
And there was like a sliding top. And then the other half had like these slots, you know, this like rack where you could put albums in there. Right. Uh-huh. And they had a few, they didn't have a whole lot. My dad, it just wasn't really his thing. He was a little too old for like the British invasion and that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess he would have been young enough for like Elvis and Chuck Berry and that era stuff, but I don't think he really got into it. The only thing I remember him really liking when I was a kid that much was, this would have been in the 70s. He liked Barry Manilow and he liked Neil Diamond. Those were probably like
really?
The okay. two singers he enjoyed. And he probably had a couple albums of each of theirs and that was about it, you know?
Yeah.
And other than like driving in the car, I don't even really remember him like really listening to the radio much. It just was not really his interest. All right. But I'm going to play this because when I went to Indiana University, I don't know, it was an interesting thing. He developed this interest in John Mellencamp because that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he got a couple of CDs, like Mellencamp stuff, and he did enjoy that. So that was a nice, in my mind, that's like sort of like probably our only like real legit, like sort of music connection was that moment. Right. So
neat.
I'm going to play us out here with a song from the Scarecrow album, which would have been right at that time when I was in school.
Yep.
And so it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foss.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. And here is Minutes to Memories.
On a greyhound 30 miles beyond Jamestown, he saw the sunset on the Tennessee line. Looked at the young man who was riding beside him. He said, I'm old, kind of worn out inside. I worked my whole life in the steel mills near Gary, and my father before me, I helped build this land. Now I'm 77 and with God as my witness,